The Republic Broadcasting Network.
You can run on for a long time, run on for a long time, run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut him down. Tell him that God's gonna cut him down. Well, my goodness gracious, let me tell you the news. My head's been wet with the midnight dew. I've been down on bended knee, talking to the man from Galilee. He spoke to me with a voice so sweet, I thought I heard the shuffle of angels sweet. He called my name and my heart stood still when he said, John, go do my will. Go tell that long-tongued liar, go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut him down. Tell him that God's gonna cut him down. You can run on for a long time, run on for a long time, run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Well, you may throw your rock, hide your hand, working in the dark against your fellow man. But as sure as God made black and white, what's done in the dark will be brought to the light. You can run on for a long time, run on for a long time, run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar, go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.
Okay, we're back. This is Ralph Kermit Winterroad II with the Ralph Winterroad Show, coming to you live out of Alaska. And again, we want to acknowledge and honor all of the people that have fought and died so that you and I have the best chance of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness on this earth. Best country in the world. The perfect first not. Neither are we. And those that dishonor it, I loathe you. I have no use for you. I have the same use as when I go to the bathroom and I flush the excrement down into the toilet. I never want to see you again. You have no right to be in this country. How dare you dishonor our dead and the fallen, people that have given so much, and the ones that are still out there fighting. I have a friend that come back from Vietnam. Very good friend. He was spit on. Vietnam was not his problem. He did what he had to do because he was required to do it. The problem was the Congress and the president. We should honor our military. We should honor the police. I have had a lot of problems with the police, but there are some good ones in it. We have to have police. We need our military. Otherwise, we will lose our country. We need our border patrol. Of course, there are rogue ones and ones that step out of line. That's the world we live in. But you do not get around and condemn the whole bunch by a few actions of some of the other. And, of course, some of this has been encouraged by the powers to be. It's unbelievable. Pelosi and these people defending these MS-13 animals. They're defending these people that do some things that are so horrible to young girls and stuff, for torturing and rape, that you can't even, they can't even put it in the news. And they're defending them. Does that tell you something? Wake up. Are we going to win, change this world? No. But we got to fight. It is changing. And we have to fight for the truth. Anyway, back to Fox. Easily documented. 28 USC 132. Type it in and get it off of notes, off of Cornell, if you don't have Westlaw. Judicial power of a district court. It is judicial power of a district court. Judicial power means one person, because it says it may be exercised by one judge. That's what it is. It's an inquisition, folks. Inquisition means I have you under my thumb, and I can do any dang thing I want to you, and I can incarcerate you. They used to even kill them in England. Put you in jail. That's what they did to Thornton. They blindsided you with a true star chamber. Confess, which we have a thing in our country, not supposed to be forced confession. You either tell me what I want to hear, or I'm going to put you in jail. We don't have that. Yes, we do. That's what books and records are all about. I've never seen one like John Thornton in open court. They did it in open court. The judge, everybody's pounding on him. And of course, he had to change direction eventually because of the situation of what they subjected him to, because then they get you under the penalties of perjury. Then they'll try to put you in jail for criminal. This is criminal what they did. Beyond belief. Well, guess what, Mr. Nelson? We ain't done with you yet. I got another case. We're not even close to being done with what you did. Because, see, we learned something extremely important. We learned the con. I pay attention to what these people do. And we know what the con is. Richard in Alabama, question, comment.
I got a comment about citizen of the United States. Mm-hmm. And I have a hypothesis, and I want to run it by you. And please listen carefully. Suppose a citizen of the United States is two things. First, it's an ignorant stipulation. And second, it is the prisoner arrested in personam mistakenly, but in good faith, and produced before the administrator's bench, then misnomered as defendant because he was arrested with an in rem warrant, and he's not really the defendant. The defendant is the stuff that was arrested in rem. Then the judge substitutes he, the prisoner, according to Rule 4, he substitutes the prisoner, his identity, for as a voluntary substitute, not very voluntary, but it's presumed to be voluntary substitute for the legal fiction rests the thing that was named on the docket.
Well, in substance, you're somewhat true, because the first thing, everything is all voluntary. They have to have your signature. But, of course, they coerce it, or they get it by ignorance. Because if that's your signature, they can't do anything. They have to get you your signature. Now, they do substitute this, but the bottom line is that the court, got to remember, which I'm talking about, that court is not a constitutional court.
Right.
It is an administrative something or other, because they have put Article Tribunal. 1, Article 3, and Article 4, but there is no such thing as Article 1, Article 3, and Article 4 all tied together. The Constitution and our way of our culture does not prescribe any way to commingle those. They can't be commingled or conflated or whatever the word you want to be. They can't be all mixed up. They can't. They are totally separate. They made up a fictional world. And these people are bound to nothing. Everything they do is a lie. So you cannot put the truth. This is where we run into a problem, is trying to put truth into a person that is a liar. They are not obligated to do anything other than lie.
They don't consider it lying. They consider it a simulation of a court.
Well, in their world, but you've got to understand, there are two worlds down here. One is the world of the Creator, with man, law of the law of the land, and all that. There's the other side, quote, man's law, which is devil's stuff, which there is no Creator. That's the world of the devil. He is a father of all liars. That's what he does. He relies upon lies. It's a con. Everything is a lie. There's no truth. And so, therefore, you cannot hold him accountable. He's not accountable to the Ten Commandments. He's never going to admit that he's going to be bound by the Ten Commandments. He can't do any of that. He cannot. But what he does have to do is, when you enter his world, he has to show the distinction. He has to give you his Babylonian name or his devil name, whatever you want to call it, the all caps guy. They had to change the District Court of the United States to the United States District Court. There are two parallel things running, and there is a bright line between the two, but it's up to us. Like they always use the United States Constitution today instead of the Constitution of the United States. They're totally different. One exists under the law, under the Creator. United States Constitution is the compounding of nouns as an adjective describing a constitution, which is what? Where is it? It don't exist. They just made it up.
So do you agree or disagree with my hypothesis?
I agree somewhat. I'd have to stop and think about it and see it written down, because you've tied several things together. When you start saying prisoner and all these different things, it gets complicated unless I can sit down and analyze it, okay? I don't disagree
with
some of your logic, but I would have to have it written, and I can't do that on this show. I just don't have time. But if you want to send it to me in an email at irs@alaskaminuteman.com, I'll look at it and give you a comment, okay? Mm-hmm. Is that fair?
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I have to analyze stuff. I have to have facts. I don't jump off. Mm-hmm. I've learned anymore to check everything that's going on the way it's written, because you know what? Almost everything I thought I know is a dang lie. I grew up being taught lies. I grew up in an atmosphere of lies. And I've been lied to my whole life. And there's too many people out there, and I'm not calling you because you've got some substantive type issues the way you presented it, but there are so many con artists out there trying to make a buck, or they're operating on the other side trying to get us to sow to the con. I don't go there. I got to see it, think about it, and check it out. Okay? Is that fair?
Sure.
Yeah, okay. Email me. You got my email. So let me look at it. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Thanks.
All right.
Anyway, go back, and what I was talking about, look at what they do. They tell us exactly what they're doing. That's what's so amazing, but we're not taught how to read their nonsense. 28 U.S.C. 132C. You can check it on the Internet if you got the listing on the Internet. Type it in. Look at notes. Down there on the subsection C is derived from 641 of Title 48. What is Title 48? That's Territories and Possessions of 1940 Code, which applied only to the territory of Hawaii. The judicial power of a district court applied to the territory of Hawaii. Now, what the... Whoa, wait a minute here. Judicial power of the United States is in the several states. Limited jurisdiction within the several states. That's not about going out in Article 4 courts or territorial courts. Article 3 are the federal courts, which are limited jurisdiction, very limited constitutional courts within the several states. This says, oh, we're going to bring in the territory of Hawaii. But listen to the authority. Oh, this even gets better. The revised sections, by extending it to all districts, merely recognizes established practice. Recognizes established practice. In other words, we've been getting away with this for so long, we're just going to use it. That's our authority. We've been practicing it for so long now, since the Civil War, working on this, since the Judicial Act of 1911, where they said they take the judicial power, they actually say that, of the Circuit Court of the United States and put it into a District Court of the United States. And they created a fictional Circuit Courts in 1911. They did not repeal the District Court of the United States in 1948. They just put another one over it called the United States District Courts. You have to change the name. That's the rules of this game between the good and evil. They have to change the name. And now it's only by established practice. Wow, that sounds like really good authority to work on. But you need the public record to prove it. I have that. I have the book with the public record on it. And it's available if you want to see it. No big deal. So now we get back to the case in California. I thought, man, I want to see what Sessions does. If he's going after sanctuary cities. So I go in and I read it and I get down to, let me bring it up here. I get down to the part is the defendant. This is on page 4, number 12. By the way, this case is available on the internet. And it is 2-18-CV. That's Charlie Victor 490. 2-18-CV-490 in Pacer. And it's the Eastern District of California. Check it out yourself, or I'll send it to you if you want it. 12. Defendant, State of California, is a state of the United States. Whoa, wait a minute here. I thought the State of California was supposed to be one of the several states. Well, that sure don't seem kosher to me, does it to you? Well, I wonder what the state of the United States is. Let's just go in and look in the California code. I mean, it's right there in California. It's all over other places. This is their in their financial code, and it's section 207. State of the United States defined. State of the United States means, what does the word means? Means is the exclusive new meaning, exclusive new meaning, to a word or combination of words. It's exclusive. So it's exclusive as dog means cat, dog means the moon, dog means a car. If a dog means a cat, every time I say dog, we're talking about a cat. So it says State of the Union. It always puts the word or words in quotation marks so that there's no mistake. It always has the word means. Any state of the United States. State of the United States. What is a state of the United States? It defines itself. But we can see, comma, the District of Columbia? Really? California, the state of California is the same as the District of Columbia. The District of Columbia is not one of the several states. What's also, comma, the next one is any territory of the United States. So the state of California is equivalent to any territory of the United States. Now, Congress has plenary absolute power. And it treats those territories as municipalities. But Congress is the final say-so. They can do anything they want out there as long as it doesn't violate the Constitution of the United States. Puerto Rico, Guam, American Samoa, Trust Territory, the Pacific Islands, the Virgin Islands, and the Northern Mariana Islands. So the state of California is equivalent to all these territories and possessions. I wonder if those California people in California know that. Probably not. Do they care? Probably not. It's a fact. It's in the complaint. Back in a minute.
folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Well, we're back here, and this is just amazing stuff. Say, I've got a time lined out. I've been doing this for a long time now, because I knew they started the Citizen of the United States back in 1866. They put it into the 14th Amendment, memorialized it. Of course, 2 years later in 1870, they said, oh, well, you know, you black folks, you know, we could have naturalized you and made you citizens of the United States of America. We didn't know that back 4 years earlier. But, yeah, we had an epiphany. But nobody will ever figure it out anyway. And they haven't, basically. So, we had to transpose our republic, constitutional republic, with citizens of the several states. So, I looked up, when did United States of America start showing up in the district courts of the United States? They started up in 1913. From 1789 to 1913, the real party of interest was United States or the United States. All of a sudden, in 1913, we see United States of America, which is all we see today. Well, wait a minute. What happened? Did we have a? Did they change the Republic, the Constitution of the United States? What happened in 1913? The 17th Amendment. The Senate, the legislatures of the several states are the ones that have standing to elect the senators of the United States. 17th Amendment took that away from the legislatures of the several states and gave it to the citizens of the United States. Wow! People that have no domicile, no anything. Hey, that really works well. So now we have a Constitution of the United States in 1913. There's no parties to the thing no more. The citizens of the several states, oh, we walked away from that. And the legislatures of the several states that elected the senators, they walked away, so there's no party. So what do? We're back to the Articles of Confederation. Well, there's no parties to the Constitution of the United States because there's two parties to it. We, the people, as citizens of the several states, and the legislatures of the several states. Well, if they don't elect the senators and we don't elect the representatives, we have to fall back to the Articles of Confederation. There's the United States of America showing up again. I said, well, isn't that interesting? Let's see what else we can prove. So I went back and I looked at, we have something today called public laws. Well, wait a minute. I went back to 1789 and we started off with statutes of the United States. When did we change from statutes of the United States to public laws? Well, guess what? I go back and in 1905 to 1906, we had the appearance of public laws of the United States of America in 1905-1907 statutes. And right below it, at the beginning, Acts of the 59th Congress, we also have statute number one. So we have, in 1905-1906, we have the public laws of the United States of America, which had never been seen before, show up with the statutes of the United States. We had two of them running, starting in 1905 in the 59th Congress of the United States. It's on the internet. You can go find all these statutes. They're all out there if you go look and see it. If you can't, or email me, I'll send it to you. So, well, that was quite interesting. So all of a sudden in 1905, we got two things showing up. Public laws of the United States and statutes of the United States. We're running two governments here. I mean, what else can you say? Public laws of the United States? I thought we were supposed to have statutes of the United States, which are also known as laws of the United States. Well, that's what they've been telling us. So I went and looked, and I was wading up through these. Let me find here lost the statutes here by year. And all of a sudden, we get up to 19. Oh, we'll be back in just a minute.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Okay, well, we're back here and talking about, since they got the two parties out of the Constitution of the United States, in 1905, all of a sudden we have public laws of the United States of America showing up, and we also have, if you go down to the beginning of them, they start the statute, it will say statute, statute one, so we still have statutes. They run a parallel public laws of the United States of America, which are not supposed to be by the Congress, laws of the United States aren't the same thing, but they showed up in 1905. Then in 1931, the statutes of the United States fell out. At the very first, the word statute fell out, and all of a sudden we have public laws of the United States of America. So it took from 1905, the appearance of public laws of the United States of America, running up through 1930, then 1931, we no longer had statutes of the United States. We just have public laws of the United States of America. You think that's a minor issue? No. We the people keep saying we don't want the Constitution of the United States, we don't want our inalienable rights, so they tricked us. Condus. Of course, on March 3rd, 1933, Herbert Hoover signed in on the last day, repealing 1,006 statutes of the United States. 1,006. March 4th, 1933, Franklin Delano Roosevelt and his New Deal come in, the National Recovery Act, which brought in executive orders and administrative orders as law under the National Recovery Act. Isn't that amazing how that just all happened? Wasn't it just accidental, you think? Then we had the Federal Register Act and we had the Social Security Act, 1935. They brought in the Social Security Act and they used excise tax. They used the emergency and they forced all the states into what's called a state plan. They surrendered their sovereignty because, we got to have a uniform means of never, ever having a depression with these poor people out here don't have a means to support themselves. They need a retirement program. They need unemployment insurance. It's got to be universal. So all you states got to surrender because we're going to have a universal unemployment insurance to protect against. It'll never happen again. Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. Under the Constitution excise tax, they call the unemployment insurance by the employers. It's a fictional employer. Not a common law one, fictional. Excise tax is the unemployment insurance. And it is a privilege, which they said, to have, quote, individuals, which are citizens of the United States, work for the, quote, employer. It's a privilege. He has to have, just like a corporation, it is a privilege to have people invest in the corporation and then they get dividends. It's a privilege to have individuals, only citizens of the United States, go to work for the, quote, employer, and they call the unemployment, the money they take out for your, quote, retirement, for your Social Security, a federal income tax. That's in the documented the legislative history of 1935. Now, we got another problem, though, because you see under this thing, if we're under the United States of America, what's the president? Well, he is federal agency means the president of the United States. That's the Federal Register Act. Imagine, Congress says the federal agency now means president of the United States or other all these other agencies. The president of the United States is on the same footing with the Federal Reserve and all these other agencies? Really? They put it in the 1935 Federal Register. I think we use the word means. So the president of the United States rules in the, quote, called the administrative, the headless fourth branch of government. That's a 1935. I got a 400-page document put out by Franklin Delano Roosevelt calling it the headless fourth branch of government. He rules by executive orders. You see all the executive orders going on by Trump all the time? That's the headless fourth branch of government. It's published in the Federal Register. Every one of his executive orders is published in the Federal Register. Congress can't legislate over we the people as the several states because they can only go after citizens of the United States. So they publish through agencies proposed rules in the Federal Register. Of course, we the people we can go petition against it. There's hundreds of thousands of them. So we're going to go to court each time and try to stop them with no constitutional courts? Oh, that's going to work out really well. Then they come out with a final rule. It's supposed to wait 30 days. They almost never do. And then they go before the Congressional Review Act, so they have 6 months for Congress to say, well, did you guys do what we wanted you to do with this con? And then it becomes written as though it's in concrete. They're supposed to do subsidy rules, which have the force and effect of law under color of law. They look like, but they're not. 5 U.S.C. 553B. In the very first book, go look at it, of the IRS, they have the Federal Register publication. They leave out paragraph 4, which says we're not doing it. Go look at your regulations. If you go in and look at the Federal Register publications, they say, we don't do that 553B because it's not essential or whatever. They always make up an excuse. There are no force and effect subsidy regulations. I've never seen one yet. So that's how they rule citizens of the United States. But you see, they had another problem. We're going to have the courts in 1948. We're going to overthrow the courts. But we had another problem. How do we pull off this, quote, income tax? So in this case, Jefferson County versus Acker, A-C-K-E-R, is 527 U.S. 423, 1999. They're quoting out of the 1939 Public Salary Act. In this case, quoting, until 1938, the doctrine expansively applied to prohibit state, federal, and state governments from taxing the salaries of another sovereign's employees. And they cite other Supreme Court cases. Court expressly overruled this prior decision and held that a state's taxation of federal employee salaries lays no unconstitutional burden upon the federal government, closely confining the doctrine to bar only those taxes that are imposed directly on one sovereign by the other or that discriminates against a sovereign by whom it deals. In contracting the doctrine, the court has recognized that in the area is one over which Congress has the principal superintendent. It means they have plenary power. How could they have plenary power over that? Oh, they forgot to mention we're all citizens of the United States, a fictional status. And they forgot to mention until 1938, states couldn't do state income tax on federal, and federal couldn't do state income or federal income tax on states. So we'll get around and we'll do the Public Salary Act, because there's people that are going to be working in the federal areas that might be in the state jurisdiction, and it's not fair. So we'll allow you to tax, you can tax our employees, and we'll allow you to tax our employees. Well, now we got a problem. How do we suck in all of these people that are citizens of the United States that are dumber than a rock, you and me? Oh, let's do the Buck Act. We're deemed to be in a federal area. Really? And they use the exterior boundaries of Texas, and you are deemed to be in a federal area. But you see, they got a slight problem because the Supreme Court had ruled in 1921 that income was only for the excise tax of 1909 corporations. So they receded, as I have cases, so the states are now acting to, quote, as though there was a federal income tax, which there is not, but they are acting using the federal income tax forms. Like the IRS income tax forms, to trap us. But they have to get us to volunteer to get into the system. They need our signature. So under Title 26, that has nothing to do with you and me other than to show that it is all Subtitle A, and it's only for foreigners under 26 U.S.C. 7701A16, non-resident aliens, foreign corporations, and foreign organizations are the only ones required to have deductions as a withholding agent, withhold money. How do they hide it in Title 26? It's Subtitle C, which is there are five types of taxes in Subtitle C. Title 26. Subtitle A, income taxes. Subtitle B, gifts of state. Subtitle C, employment taxes, which is the Buck Act. Subtitle E, which is some excise taxes, like the hidden taxes on alcohol. And Subtitle E, which, of course, is ATF. Go look at Subtitle C. Election by the employer. What does that mean? Because, you see, there is no notice of deficiency for wages. Doesn't exist. What a scam. And of course, what is this? Election by the employer. Oh, fill out a W-4. You volunteer for the privilege of the employer under the Social Security Act to become a, quote, employee in the federal area. But you got to be a citizen of the United States to do this. So you volunteer. You don't check the exempt. And people don't know how to fight it when they come back and they say, no, you're not exempt. But of course, let me get up here and look at that. When you look at the Buck Act, it becomes quite apparent again of the game that they're playing under 4 U.S.C. The Buck Act is 105 through 110. The term state includes any territory or possession of the United States. Whoa, wait a minute. Whoa. State includes a territory and possession, the Buck Act? They define income tax. The term income tax means any tax levied on with respect to or measured by net income, which is only the 1939 code, gross income, which is 1939 code, or gross receipts. And the use person, meaning section 3797 of Title 26, which is the 1939 code. They don't do the 1954 or 1986 because they can't. But state includes a territory or possession? Wait a minute, what happened to the several states? Includes, like kind. Several states is not like a territory. It is not like a possession. It is not like the District of Columbia. It is unique. And then the term federal area means, or any part thereof of which is located within the exterior boundaries of any state shall be deemed to be a federal area located within such states. What a scam. Everybody's always saying, there's no law in Title 26 that requires you to file. Absolutely true. Looking in the wrong haystack. All that does is say it's got nothing to do with you or me. Title 26 is irrelevant. Except to say that, guess what? Withholding agent is there, and it only applies to foreigners. And 6011 and 6012 says it's Subtitle A. Well, Subtitle A says the only people withholding agent in Subtitle A is in 7701A16, which is Subtitle A, 1441, 1442, and 1443. Foreigners. What a con. This is how I am looking to look. I've looked to different ones of, well, like Thornton's also in, or Rappert's case. And I saw another one when Judge Senek up there wouldn't let us do terms because they were too damning. I didn't know what means meant yet, but I've since found that. Oh, Mr. Richard Rapper's trying to expatriate. You are dumber than a dang rock, Bubba. These are the parts that I'm putting in the Federal Court of Claims. I'm plugging up all of the holes before they get to them. The only way being not a citizen of the United States is not expatriating. To expatriate, you have to become not a citizen of the United States of America or a citizen of one of the several states, but it has to be agreed to by the state. Then you are stateless. Saying I am not a citizen of the United States is not expatriating. It means I do not want to be a part of your con. Because if you think I'm a citizen of the United States, 18 U.S.C. 911 says anybody that claims to be a citizen of the United States, that's a felony. Well, I'm sure that you have the evidence that I am a citizen of the United States, right? They're operating on presumptions because when you go to vote, you got to be a citizen of the United States. Sit on a jury, you got to be a citizen of the United States. I found out maybe in North Carolina they have an exemption. You got to be a citizen of North Carolina. Got to check that out. But when you get a driver's license, you got to be a citizen of the United States. Our in Alaska, I got one as a citizen of Alaska. But our citizen of the United States driver's license goes right to one step into being the National Registry in the District of Corruption, Columbia, that I'm a citizen of the United States. Excuse me. Why would that be? A citizen of the United States has no right to own any property. You have no constitutional rights. You have no constitution. You have no right of suffrage. You have no domicile. You have nothing. You're operating for the benefit under Babcock and Hayburn and all these other cases that says you accept the benefit. Shut up, because you're done. Back in a minute.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. May 5th is the last day you will hear this offer on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customer. It works for me. Return to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just 2 bottles, a 4-month supply. I take Extendivite 3 times a day, every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Okay, well, we're back here. We have the United States of America, the sovereign body politic. Well, I'm looking at Chisholm versus Georgia, 2 U.S. 419, 1793, 2 U.S. 419. The Constitution of the United States, the term sovereign is totally unknown. They talk about the states, but the sovereignty that is not yet is reserved to the states. It goes on to say, the principle is that all human law must be prescribed by a superior. This principle I mean not now to examine. Suffice it at the present to say that another principle, very different in its nature and operation, forms, in my judgment, the basis of sound and genuine jurisprudence. Laws derived from the pure source of equality and justice must be founded upon the consent of those whose obedience they require. The sovereign, when traced to his source, must be found in the man. Really? We are the sovereigns. We did a limited delegation by and through the Constitution of the several states and the Constitution of the United States. So how does that comport that there is a United States of America is a sovereign body politic? Constitution of the United States, nobody home. We surrendered. Not knowingly. I'm sure not willingly if people understood. What I have covered in today is shocking. I am putting in, it's called sine qua non, S-I-N-E space Q-U-A space N-O-N. It's like an equal sign. It's mandatory. I am working on the essential elements to get us into the Federal Court of Claims, because I can tie in every one of the states of the United States. All of them are tied into United States of America on tax issues. They're arguing over the same stuff. And we've got a couple of cases, and we've got Nelson saying, United States of America and United States are the same thing. Oh, really? Hey, I'm relying on you. That's what you said. I'm going to burn your tush on it. I'm going to light it up. The Rule 4 in the Federal Court of Claims says only United States can file. You can only have a claim against the United States. You can't have a claim against the United States of America. But you see, we have all of them saying they're all the same thing. Oh, I love yous. Your lies, we're going to burn you with your own lies. This is the con. Not easy, but you have to have evidence. And I'm backing this up because you go look at these cases. Well, they're like in Mooney's or other ones, they make these statements. But there's no evidence. Well, based on no evidence, we'll just continue doing it because you haven't really figured out the con yet. Oh, yeah? Well, we have. And I'm working on all these things. And we're going to get it done. I'm also working on the status. I haven't got it done yet, but I'm working on it. I said I've been going to do it, but that's what I'm working on this weekend here between watching Netflix and some other. I have to have a little time off too because I get tired of doing this stuff because it's so, just want to go outside and scream at the world. The world is just unbelievably corrupt. Unbelievably corrupt of what's going on. But that's the world we live in. So look what they're doing to Tommy Robinson over in England. He's exposing the pedophiles and the Muslims, the peaceful Muslims that love to rape girls and traffic and women and kids. And oh, wow. And we're allowing the poisonous snake into our country. Anyway, have a happy Memorial Day. Remember what it's for and what's up with the Federales. They're everywhere. And God willing, we will see you next Sunday.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network.